Red Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 68 Cannes Film Festival, and I'm joined by director Magnus von Horn and actor Ulrich Munter to talk about The Hereafter from Director's Fortnight. So the first question is usually sounds easy, but it's not that easy, because it's asking you to maybe tell our listeners what your film is about.
Well, The Hereafter is about a 17-year-old boy who has committed a horrible crime at the age of 15 and is released and comes back to the society in the small town on the Swedish countryside where he committed this crime and tries to and it's like watching his return and see what the confrontation is between society and him.
The obligatory follow-up question then, I guess it's also, especially considering it's your first feature film, where did the inspiration for the film come from?
Well, I was like, for previous short films, I've been touching up on the same themes, and I was reading a bunch of police investigations in Sweden where teenagers had been connected to crime, and I found this one case about a 15-year-old boy who had strangled his girlfriend because he couldn't stand the fact that she had fallen in love with someone else. And I was reading his confession, because in Sweden, when a case is closed, all the information is made public if you want it. So I could read his whole confession to the police at the moment when he confessed, and it's all transcribed. And I somehow felt emotionally connected to the boy, which really confused me a bit and scared me a bit, because I could relate to him. He was very similar to me. He had a similar upbringing, very normal kid, not marginalized at all, not from any, you know, horrible home of abuse and so on. And I felt it was like a normal kid who had felt kind of cheated by love and done something horrible that he could not understand how he could have like committed. And now he was trying like to take the consequences and like an adult, but he was a child and he was going on a journey he was clearly not ready to take. And I started to think, is like, could I have ended up in a similar situation at the age of 15? And it was a provocative thought, but I somehow felt that it might have been possible, so I wanted to take that journey and write a script, right? Try to put myself in the character and see what would happen if I had committed a murder and came out of jail. Because in Sweden, if you're under 18, you get a maximum sentence of 4 years, and the 4 years is very rare to get, so many kids who make a horrible crime or commit murder, they come out and they're still kids. It's a fascinating fact, and I think Sweden is one of the few countries in the world where this happens. So that was mostly the inspiration, and to kind of push myself towards someone maybe we would prefer to call a monster or a psychopath or someone we don't want anything to do with, and to force also a viewer and myself to sit next to him and actually discover the human being behind him and to dig deeper, because I believe there is like a mirror at the end that we see ourselves and we have so much in common that we prefer to push horrible acts away from us because we don't want to we know somehow subconsciously that there is a connection between us, that we are capable of evil actions and we're scared of it, so we push it away.
Yeah.
And I wanted to shorten this distance. It was kind of like it was fascinating me.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about the themes later on as well, because I think there's a lot to talk about. But first, I want to find out from Hugh how you got involved in the project in the first place, and also it's a very difficult character to play. He's very quiet and he's a very three-dimensional character.
I actually started with, I've been in the music business for a while, and I'm an artist from the beginning, and just released an album and everything. So, but I got an email because they said they'd seen me on TV, and they didn't know who I was, but they thought I was interesting for some reason. And so they got in touch with me, and they told me a little bit about the movie. And I really loved the angle and like the story, so it was very interesting for me from the beginning, because I think because of the darkness and like so either way, I took the meeting and I met Magnus, and I got to like audition or read for him and with him, and Yeah, pretty much after that, I think I really wanted it. And when I got the script and had auditioned a couple of more times, I realized I really loved the script. Because, and I think I could relate to John and his like inability to really always keep cool and like I'm also very I try to stay calm as much as possible, but sometimes like the emotions takes over when someone hits that trigger point, and I think it's the same with John. And then through it all, we've talked a lot about John and why he acts like he acts and what makes him special.
What about the actual quietness of your character? Because he, like you said, he seems to like keep a lot of emotions bottled up until finally he just erupts towards the end. But how did you find having to act in that way rather than actually acting in the most conventional way, which is actually flirting with the camera, seducing the camera? Here it's like you're almost not even aware of the camera.
I really liked that. It was a very special feeling from the beginning, especially because, as I said, I'm an artist, so I'm like recording artist, and that's just like you said, you flirt with the camera and you want people to like you. And here I got this opportunity to really make people kind of hate me or not like love me at all. I play really hard to get, and that was it was very liberating, and it was also hard in the beginning because like the first scenes we filmed was I was very like quiet. I just sat there and I felt kind of like, am I acting now, or is this just me sitting and looking bored and and being filmed? I'm not sure, but and we talked about that also, like it's kind of the whole journey of filming the film. But it was a lot of things that was challenging for me with this part, of course, but I really loved playing him.
And you said something very interesting there, because it's not like with your performance you're trying to be loved or hated, you're just being the character. And the non-judgmental nature of the film actually helps the audience perceive the film in a way in which they get to pick sides too, in a way, right? Tell me about this aspect of the film. You what did you hope to achieve through this this style, this approach? And also, how does it affect the interaction between the audience and your story?
Well, I think it's important for the audience to... for me, the most important thing was to not make a victim of John, and to have him... let the audience decide through his actions and not try to lead them into false sympathy and so on, and not to do that with any of the characters. Like, the most interesting question for me, I think, is... As an audience, you can actually pick who are you in society. How would you react? Because there are many different kinds of reaction towards John when he comes back, and then who are you in society? Yeah, how would you? That to me is very interesting. But I also felt it was important to show the story as from the character's point of view. Like, no, it's not the camera is not really point of view. It has quite a lot of distance, but the amount of information revealed is always very close to the character. It's not never instrumental in a way that the audience needs to know something now to keep them. It's like it's rather not playing that game, but rather just discovering life through the characters in their tempo, in their pace, and never forcing something artificial upon them, because that would make then I'm trying to go, oh, you should have sympathy for this character and not for this one, and I didn't want that. So for me it's important, I can defend all characters in the film and I have to be able to somehow relate to all of them. They all have to have a depth or their own kind of three dimensions. Sure. Otherwise I don't see it as a character, really. It's just a function.
But you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of films like M by Fritz Lang, in which the character of, let's say, the criminal is humanized, but still he remains like, you know, someone that did something really bad. And so in that sense, it's kind of, he still remains someone that the audience gets to pick sides in this case. And it's always very tricky to humanize the character that has done a criminal deed or a bad act in the past, right?
Yeah, but that's the important thing. I haven't thought about M, but it's interesting you say that. But it's like, because a character is only a character if you humanize them, yeah? It becomes a character. Otherwise, they're just like a paper figure or something. But it's the same like newspapers very often do, or they want to explain a horrible crime in an article, and the article is one page, and they need a catchy headline, and they don't speak about characters. They speak about a happening, and they put name tags on the people involved. And then it's very difficult for us in society to treat them as anything else as well. So, but in film, you can actually, you have time, and people go see a film. It takes 1.5 hours. You actually have time and an engaged audience that can start thinking about characters instead. So it's about seeing the human behind. Yeah, like so something like we could easily call John a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what he has done, but behind him there's a human being.
Also, I think I believe the environment is very important in this film, because it's a rural environment in a tight-knit community, and because your performance is central to the film, it seems like everyone else is looking at you all the time, and you're just in the middle of all this. Did you find that the rural environment affected your performance in while you were acting, and also are you familiar with the rural environment yourself?
But not really. I mean, we both come from a small society or town in Sweden, but it's not that much farming and stuff, so it's not that harsh, I think. But yeah, I think that the environment was essential for the movie, because it's, and as we've talked about, and I think your vision is that it also like symbols a bit for like it's a.
But it's like it's important like that everybody knows each other, and that you're not you can't be anonymous to anyone.
No.
Everybody knows everything you did. And that's the small town, but also
The quiet, like
yeah, the quietness.
You don't run into each other all the time. It's like a distance between everyone.
Yeah,
I think that makes it's also the same with the characters, like to themselves. Also, I think that they're not really connected with their emotions and everything.
Exactly.
So
it's. Somehow symbolizes the relationship between them, the distances, and what I like is what they can, like what John and his father can do very good together is just work.
Yeah.
But when they need to sit and it starts raining or something breaks down, when they have nothing to do, that's when problem hits them. And like conversation is difficult for them.
Yeah.
But working together with the land, that's easy for them.
Yeah.
They like that. That they could, if they could only do that, they would be okay.
Yeah. Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.